USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Trump campaign lawyer Rudy Giuliani says it's clear there was widespread voting fraud in the presidential election. Giuliani questioning the validity of massive mail-in voting and saying it's particularly susceptible to fraud.
It's not only susceptible to fraud, it is easily susceptible to fraud, particularly if you have a plan or scheme which sounds eerily similar to what Joe Biden told us a few days before the election, that he had the best voter fraud team in the world.
Jobless claims rising to 732,000 last week, the first increase since early October, as a surge in virus cases keep the United States economy in check. Bankrate.com senior economist Mark Hamrick saying the headline here is concerning with an increase of 31,000 new jobless claims this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.